Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Burman with news and commentary for Tuesday, September 10th. News of the cellar doors closing at the end of the month has caused a commotion in Port Townsend, with 130 comments in support and sadness on the bar's Facebook page. And, as it happens, when a love venue closes, musings about the end of an era. Owners Dominic and Stephanie Savornich posted the news last week, stating that previous attempts to sell the business have been unsuccessful, and the couple wanted to move on to other things. Many of the commenters were resigned to the loss of their favorite place, while others issued a call to action, a renewed effort to find a proper steward for the business. Yesterday, Dominic Savornich told KPTZ there have been several purchase inquiries as a result of the post, and one or two of them seem fairly serious. He advised us to cross our fingers. The Savorniches started the club 7 years ago with two partners who were soon bought out. The narrow, dark, low-ceiling space was the location of several unsuccessful restaurant ventures, but none of them took advantage of the space's underground nature before the cellar door. When the business opened, it included a moderately high-class restaurant, but switched over to music with snacks format, usually offering live sounds every night. In addition to the cellar door, several other high-profile businesses in Port Townsend are for sale, including Elevated Ice Cream, PTE Rider, the Lively Olive Tasting Room, the Al Sprit, Pippa's Real Tea, and Port Townsend Sales. None of these businesses can be run by just anyone, as passion and skill have contributed to make each one a success. And no new owner of these businesses will succeed if they don't maintain the established high standards. The 20th annual Port Townsend Film Festival starts next week, continuing a shift from an emphasis on actors to a celebration of the art of storytelling in film. In this spirit, this year's special guests are author Cheryl Strayed and actor-slash-storyteller Stephen Tobolowsky. Festival Executive Director Jeanette Force said more speakers sign on every day. A trauma physician will address the issues raised from Shock to Awe, a documentary about battlefield injury, while mental health experts, including a Port Townsend Police Chief Michael Evans, will discuss law enforcement's evolution in dealing with mental health issues in another film. There is some star power as actress-director Karen Allen will preview her new film. Allen was the 2013 special guest. She liked it so much she has returned three times. There is also a lighter side, a Saturday night free screening of Groundhog Day, complete with a Stephen Tobolowsky look-alike contest. This will promote some audience participation because Tobolowsky pretty much looks like everyone. As for the evolving festival, Force told KPTZ that the opportunity to educate our tiny village continues to blow me away. Breaking news, there is finally a date for the ribbon cutting of the new Mountain View Off-Leash Dog Park. The event is scheduled for 4 p.m. this Friday, September 13th. The public is invited with or without their dogs. Those assembled will hear remarks from several city officials and perhaps some of the dogs. At this moment, there are no dogs in the park, but puppy prognosticators predict an afternoon rush. Say that 10 times quickly. KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.